Well, it's in a glorious Easter morning, and it is great to worship in prayer and song as we've been doing. Now we're going to go to the Word. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew. We're going to start in the 27th chapter with the 57th verse. We're going to read through 28:10. It will also be up on the screen, but it's good to follow along in your own Bible. You can make notes and just read it for yourself. It says, "As evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus, going to Pilate. He asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered it be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb. The next day, the one after preparation day, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate. 'Sir,' they said, 'remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, after 3 days, I will rise again. So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal his body away and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first.' 'Take a guard,' Pilate answered. 'Go, make the tomb as secure as you know how.' So they went and made the tomb secure by placing a seal on the stone and posting a guard. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He's not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell all his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" Let's pray. Father, we thank you that your word is true, that we can trust your word. What you tell us will be. What you tell us is. Lord, we come before you this Easter morning, and we ask you to speak to us this morning of your glory, of your mercy, of your grace, of your love, of your sacrificial love, and Lord, of your victory, of your omnipotence, that you are the one who is all-powerful, that there is none who has authority or power over you, even death. Lord, we give you praise. I ask that as I preach this morning, you would use my words to touch your people, to draw them closer to you, that they might be your words, spoken in power and in truth. Now, Lord, be present here, encourage us and bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. Interesting situation here, aren't we? Jesus is dead and in the tomb. And the chief priests and scribes and Pharisees, they're all concerned that the disciples are going to come and steal his body away. And the disciples, they're all running away, hiding, going, oh no, they're going to get me. Okay? They killed Jesus. They're going to get me next. Last thing they want to do was call attention to themselves. They were hiding. They were afraid. They were scared. The fact that Jesus said in 3 days he's going to rise, you know where that went? You tell me something, I'm likely to forget it. It's true. You tell me twice, more likely to remember it. Jesus told the disciples time and again, this is what's going to happen. Yet, when he was crucified, what'd they do? They say, all right, 3 days, guess what? Party time. No, that wasn't their response. But why not? Why not? They had seen Jesus heal the sick. They'd seen him heal the blind. They'd seen him heal those who were deaf. Those who were born lame. They'd seen him raise the dead. They'd seen him feed thousands. Yet somehow or other, their faith was that death was still greater than he is. Notice I say is. For our Lord is risen. He's not dead and in the tomb. He's not decomposed and come back as a palm tree. He is risen and in heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father. But the ones who were worried and were remembering were his enemies, what he said. They remembered what he said. He said, 3 days, and I'll rise. His disciples, not so much. This is the challenge that we have today. We need to remember that what Jesus said is truth, and what he said is going to happen is going to happen. He said, we will see trials and persecutions. You will be persecuted for my name's sake. But he said, I will send you the Comforter. I will be with you to the very end of the age. That is also his word. We have the benefit of being able to look back and see that the tomb's empty. So it's easier for us to have faith because the resurrection's already happened. You know, I can say, oh, those disciples, you know, they should have, you know, please. It's not an easy thing. How many of us really, really, really believe that God is the one who has all power and authority? That there isn't somebody or something that is more powerful than he. Death didn't take Jesus. Jesus gave himself over to death. He gave up his life. And gave his spirit into the keeping of the Father. And then on the third day, he rose again. Victorious. Not somehow defeated, but victorious, the first fruits of eternal life for all who would believe on his name. See, not only when he died on the cross were our sins washed away, but when he rose from the dead, he rose as the first fruits of eternal life for all who believe. Do you have faith in that eternal life? Jesus showed us how it's going to happen. I pray that we do better than the disciples. I pray that we continue to pray for one another and encourage and bless each other. Because Easter is all about God's glory. God's power. Remember, this is the same God that created the universe. It just didn't happen by accident. It was indeed and is indeed created, just as you and I are each one created. And each and every one of us is precious to God. And He says that He loves you. And that He died for your sins. So that you could know Him as an eternal Savior. Now it's all up to you. Will you receive the forgiveness He has for you? You turn from sin and turn to God? Will you actually have Him as your Lord, the one who's in charge of all your life? Or you try to hold back some corner and say, no, this is the part I'm going to be in charge of, but God, You can handle all that. Using God as our insurance policy is not a good plan. The thief on the cross had that opportunity at the last moment, in the last hour of his life, to recognize the fact that he's dying and to turn to Jesus and say, I'm going to trust You. Remember Me when You come in Your kingdom. And the thief on the cross said that to Jesus. Jesus said, this day you'll be with Me in paradise. Do we believe it? Now, we won't all have that opportunity of warning ahead of time. Too many people like that. And, of course, if we've gotten in the habit of not receiving help, not turning to God in our time of need, guess what we do in our time of need? Well, we do that which we formed a habit of doing. We need to form the habit of trusting God and His Word. Even if it doesn't look like it's going to work. Even if in our mindset, you know, it says, this is crazy. God, why are You telling me to do this? We have to say, okay, I'm going to do what it is that You would have me to do, Lord. Because You are Lord. You are God. Because Your Word says, this is what You want me to do. This is what Your Holy Spirit is directing me. So, Lord, I will step out in faith and follow You. I will clasp my arms around Your feet and worship You. Because You are the risen Savior, the risen Lord, the one who has victory and power even over death. This morning we're going to receive communion as memorial of the risen Savior. He says, instruct us, we are to receive communion when we come together to help us remember Him and the work that He's done. I'd ask you to prepare yourself to come to the communion table. Now we'll actually be passing the elements, and I ask you each, if you want to partake. Nobody needs to. It's between you and God. But everyone is welcome. We'll pass the elements after all. We've passed for everybody, then we'll pray and we'll take together. I ask the elders to come forward.